and streaming on the web since 1996, this is Cinematic Sound.
To Cinematic Sound, you're listening to it right here on cinematicsound.net. This is the show dedicated to the music of film and television and video games. I keep forgetting to say that, but we play a lot of video game music on the program as well. And my name is Eric Woods, and I'm your host. I really hope you're enjoying the show as we're featuring the very best scores written in the new millennium. Coming up during this part, we're going to be listening to scores 7 through to 4, and during the last part, you'll hear the top 3 scores of the new millennium. We're going to open up this hour with music from the 2001 film Final Fantasy, The Spirit Within, with music composed by Elliot Goldenthal. The film tells the story of a female scientist who makes a last stand on Earth with the help of a ragtag team of soldiers against an invasion of alien phantoms. The film was loosely based on the video game franchise Final Fantasy. I actually enjoyed the movie. I loved its innovative computer-generated graphics. And unfortunately, not a lot of people saw the movie. I think there could have been subsequent sequels that would have been just as good as this film, but I think fans of the video game left the theater feeling incredibly disappointed by what was produced on screen. But the look of the film is tremendous. Now, I'm a big fan of Elliot Goldenthal, and I really hope we get to hear more from him soon. He hasn't written a lot of music in the last few years, and not since Michael Kamen has a composer been able to harness the power of the orchestra the way that Elliot Goldenthal can. The score for the film really works itself around one central theme. It's a beautiful theme that is surprisingly performed on piano for the major character in the film, evoking a human emotion to this completely computer-generated feature. The three final cues on the album are the highlights of the score, kind of reminiscent of the Alien 3 finale that Goldenthal wrote earlier in his career, and will blow the lid off your house if turned up way too high on your stereo. This is a magnificent effort, brilliantly performed by the London Symphony Orchestra, and it's my second favorite Elliot Goldenthal score of all time, next to Alien 3. And now, music from the 2001 film Final Fantasy, The Spirit Within, music composed by Elliot Goldenthal.
Thank you.
That was the 7th best score written in the new millennium from the film Final Fantasy, The Spirit Within, composed by Elliot Goldenthal and performed by the London Symphony Orchestra. In at number 6 is the sequel to the incredibly popular science fiction film released in 1999 called The Matrix. This second film, which was released in 2003 and filmed back-to-back with the third film, The Matrix Revolutions, was an okay sequel. It was okay, which is too bad because The Matrix was more than just okay. It was a fantastic movie and one of the best science fiction films I think ever made. Its innovative effects, its wonderful story, and even the music. Don Davis's music for the first film is absolutely spectacular, and his music for the subsequent sequels is just as good. It's just that the films got a bit full of themselves. And I think the directors, the Wachowski brothers, slowly forgot what made these films work, especially when we got to The Matrix Revolutions, where we actually were hardly in The Matrix itself. God, The Revolutions is a really bad movie. Anyway, I'm still able to enjoy The Matrix Reloaded, the second film, immensely. There's some incredible action sequences in this film. And Don Davis's score is fantastic. And it is criminal how underrated these three scores are. The Matrix, Matrix Reloaded, The Matrix Revolutions. They live, what I think, is in the shadow of the Lord of the Rings trilogy. Actually, this score lives in the shadow of the Lord of the Rings in this countdown as well. But I think that these three scores in the Matrix trilogy should be in the discussion when talking about some of the very best series of scores ever composed. There's lots of really cool stuff written for these films. And I am shocked that these three scores haven't received such the lavish productions that they deserve, like the Lord of the Rings have. As for the second score itself and why I picked this over the third one, I just remember listening to The Matrix Reloaded when it first came out in 2003, the album, the second disc, which featured the score, the first disc featured songs. I just remember listening to it on a continuous loop, and I'm not kidding. It was just on all the time. Absolutely magnificent. Some of the stuff that I was listening to, I had never heard before. What this score contains, which I think caught my attention, is an awesome combination of modern techno elements and classic orchestral music that comes together and works flawlessly. They work together. They were composed together. One isn't fighting the other. They are just one whole. And it's absolutely spectacular to listen to this album and how the techno beats are timed perfectly to what the orchestra is doing, or vice versa. What the orchestra is doing, the beats of the drums, the techno elements are working together just in absolute perfect harmony. And Don Davis's avant-garde composing style give these films, especially The Matrix Reloaded, a unique and memorable musical voice. I also want to highlight just one of the best cues Don Davis has ever written, and it is mixed into that huge 17-minute orchestral suite that's at the end of disc 2 on the commercial album. I call the track, the last 5 minutes, basically is called Neo Miraculous, and this is the big heroic moment in the movie where Neo saves Trinity from certain death. And what Don Davis does with the orchestra is absolutely magnificent, and these players must have had bloody lips by the time the session was over. Just listen to the trumpets, and then what Don Davis does is just turns everything over, and he expands on the Neo Trinity love theme, which he hinted at in the first score, and which comes to full realization in the third score. This is magnificent, magnificent music. This is Don Davis's score to The Matrix Reloaded. That was the sixth best score of the new millennium. Don Davis's The Matrix Reloaded.
On the air and streaming on the web since 1996, this is Cinematic Sound.
In at number five is music from The Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring. This is another score and film that was released in 2001. Now, it really took me a long time to warm up to this score. When I first heard it, I didn't really think much of it. But what changed my mind was when I actually saw the film itself. And more specifically, the Bridge of Khazad-dûm sequence. It's possibly one of the most spectacular action sequences ever filmed. The special effects were flawless. The story, the entire story of the film, and of the trilogy, it's fantastic. And the acting in this film is superb, especially Ian McKellen, who received an Academy Award nomination. Now, the score during the Khazad-dûm sequence had my hair standing on end. I was grinning from ear to ear in delight. Another big highlight for me was the song performed by Enya called May It Be, and it won the Oscar, as did Howard Shore's score. What I really liked about the song is that it flows perfectly with the score. It's not some crazy modern techno love song like Celine Dion's song from Titanic, which seems rather out of place in a film that takes place in the early 1900s, but it flows effortlessly from the last cue, the breaking of the fellowship, into the end credits. It's a wonderful song and really is a fitting end to the first act of this magnificent trilogy directed by Peter Jackson. You know, there really isn't much else to say about the score that hasn't been said before. This is not just this score, but even The Two Towers and Return of the King. They're timeless scores. They're melodic, memorable. They've left a lasting impression. They're classic, classic scores. And now, the number five best score of the new millennium. The Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring. Music composed and conducted by Howard Shore.
Thank you.
The Fifth Best Score of the New Millennium, The Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring, music composed by Howard Shore. The last score we're going to present for you during this part comes from a video game. It's our only video game entry in our countdown. And it comes from the game Secret Weapons Over Normandy by Michael Giacchino, released in 2003. This is a World War II-based arcade flight simulation game published by LucasArts, and the game is composed of 15 objective-based missions set in the 1940s Europe, North Africa, and the Pacific theaters of war. I actually attended these sessions. It's only one of about three or four sessions that I have attended. They're all Michael Giacchino sessions, actually. And when I heard this score for the first time, it just really blew me away. It knocked me into the other end of the Bastyr Chapel in Seattle. Just a huge, massive sound from the Northwest Symphony Orchestra. The score features great themes. There's a great bad guy motif, which I actually like to play when I go by a piano. And there's great performances. I can remember looking at those poor brass and horn players and actually feeling a little bit sorry for them. They really poured their hearts out and I think blew out their lips while playing the score. Now, this is pretty much a score dominated by action, and it's dynamite action material. And there's even a love theme in the score and a finale that will blow your socks off. Really, it's the last four tracks of this score that are just contains some of the best stuff Michael Giacchino has ever written. These tracks, even up to today, still gave me the same joy, goosebumps, and giddiness that I experienced when hearing this stuff live. And Steve Smith's recording of the score is stunning. This is one of the best scores Michael Giacchino has ever written. This is the fourth best score of the new millennium from the video game Secret Weapons Over Normandy.
Thank you. We'll be right back.